This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Hello and welcome to Some News. Steve Allen, Eric McIlroy, minus the McIlroy, add back in a Robin Perkins. This has turned into some kind of tricky ass maths here. With also brackets plus an Amanda, close bracket, equals radio show.
Woo!
Boom!
Wow. I thought you were going to say equals best show ever.
No, because maths never lies. And that would be too much. So, do you know what? Before we start cracking onto this, I know what we're meant to do. This is the show where we talk about stuff that's in the news. We talk about some news. There will be some news. I mean, normally I set this bit up by going, there'll be some news stories we ain't going to do jokes about. Obviously, there are some news stories we aren't going to do jokes about. And then there are some that I introduce that we're not going to do jokes about and then do jokes about them just to try and be cutesy. Like... the story that Russia was accused of state-sponsored doping. But to be fair, if their state can dish out drugs to everyone without going bust, maybe our NHS should be copying it, not complaining. The UK was hit by Storm Abigail. I dated an Abigail once, and she left behind devastation. And also, as I remember, she was also quite windy. Which was better than the something-something-something bloomy joke, which was the other one. And from today's newspaper, Animal Mad Bride gave four large dogs starring roles at her wedding. She had dogs as the bridesmaids, which I think it's actually a good idea, apart from the bit where they're really good at catching the bouquet, but the problem is they bring it back to you. And those are the stories we won't be doing jokes about today, but we can find out who's going to be on the show. Robin Perkins in the house!
Hi, how are you?
No, not bad. How's tricks?
No, it's good. You're very good. Yeah. You don't do that thing where you're like, oh, what's new in your life?
Well, is that not... That's
is
what,
that what you're doing?
How's things, isn't it?
That's, yeah.
You could... I mean, how's things? You could then answer that. It's a vaguer version of the question.
I need to be scripted, all
did
right? You didn't prep me right. No, I
do. I do apologize right, here, if I didn't me, ask no, no, the I, question you wanted in the way you wanted it.
It's true. No, my life is going wonderful. I had a fantastic weekend.
Yeah. So you wanted me to ask you for the details of your life, and you give me some of the details then. Elucidate.
Okay. I played water polo. I had a fantastic date.
Hell yeah! What, during the water polo?
No, not that would be awkward. I mean,
never tried both at the same time. Could be.
It could be. I mean, they're very grabby, but I'm like, ha ha! Not on. You got to buy me something first.
Good gigs over the weekend?
Yeah, I was up in Curtin on Lindsay.
Curtin in Lindsay, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's the...
I don't drive. That could be why we showed up an hour and a half late.
It's the freakily weird Lincolnshire town of Curtin in Lindsay.
Why? That's just like a transposed... I don't know. It's like mini France. What's it called? When you put like... Or Chinatown or Curtin in Lindsay.
I think it's a bigger scandal of, you know, who was Lindsay and what the hell was she doing with those curtains? Because, you don't want to be... I mentioned that when I gigged up there. I've done that before. It's weird, isn't it? It's a weird gig.
But
it's lovely.
It was really lovely. But there was this girl in the front row that had a very low-cut top, and somebody referenced it, and then her boobs became, like, their own audience member.
A little double act down there.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I was like, like that.
Did not happen when I was there. Did not happen. I was in Rotherham this weekend. Tough gig. But you did get a free hotel stay.
Hey, I love that. It's like a little mini break. That recently happened in Coventry. And people were like, yeah, but you're staying in Coventry. But I'm like, free holiday. Yeah. And they have breakfast. And I went down to breakfast with my Tupperware because I'm classy. It's a buffet, I'm just saying. Oh, people were looking.
I was upset by the lack of nickable soap. They've sorted it these days.
No, but you just got to bring an empty container and then you can squirt it in. You really got to do that because, I actually, at the hippie wedding I went to, did I tell you about the hippie wedding?
Yeah. Previously on this show.
Recap. I went to a massively hippie wedding. Like right now, if you're listening, Google hippie meme, that's the bride.
Okay.
I'm serious. We need to do that anyway. But even they had like massive things of soap that you really couldn't nick. They weren't attached to the wall because they clearly trusted
you. Had the whole
thing. You can't walk out of there with like a 3-pint full of shampoo.
I love it.
I mean, I did nick the smaller one, but
I nearly thought of at the gig nicking the sewing kit. But do you know why it didn't?
Because
I
sew.
I think 4 sewing kits is enough for me. I'm running out of place to keep all the things I'm nicking.
It's not you. What you need, but eventually, when you get your harem, they're each going to want their own sewing kit.
Oh, good point. Plans. Yeah, because
so you better get back on that. Because I put you at like a 5-6 kind of woman.
Yeah,
man.
And the way to recruit that many women is to have your sewing stuff nicked from hotels.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you can designate your favorite woman based on the, because if it just comes in a clear plastic wrap, you know that she's not very good. But sometimes they have the nice box, or sometimes like even nicer. I mean,
sometimes
if you
they
really
do have a nice box.
I know.
what's going to happen on today's show, Amanda? After that little intro,
we've
lowered your expectations.
It sounds like anything could happen on today's show after that. Robin, I want to know, what the hell have you done with Eric? I'm getting suspicious now. I think Eric's under your stairs or something, isn't he?
Like a little Harry Potter.
Or hobbled like in misery.
He's cut up into small pieces and in my freezer. We have a very large freezer.
He's in various bits of your Tupperware.
Yeah.
Decanted.
Got some jerky, guys. Anyway.
Eric Jerky. That's a phrase I never needed.
Let's move on from that, please. I think we're going to be speaking to Eric later on, aren't we?
To prove that he still exists.
To prove that he's okay. I'm getting slightly concerned. So we're going to speak to him about
the American election.
You want to ring?
There's no need to talk to him. Just get a text from him or an email, all right?
Is that the bit where you have to step out of the room during that bit? Like, does that sound a bit like Robin
actually,
doing an Eric voice?
She could still do the voice, couldn't she?
Yeah. Oh, you've fallen for that lark in the past.
I'm just going to the toilet.
You've fallen for that in the past. Actually, genuinely trying to book Larry for the show. You missed this, Robin.
I didn't realise that Larry Entertainment wasn't... I thought he was an actual person. And I kept on thinking, I must book him for the show. He's ever so supportive.
I can get you a little... Hang on.
You know who Larry Entertainment is?
You might not have ever heard them, but...
No, I think he starred on some 90s film that I haven't seen.
No, let me... right, hang on. I can play you... So, imagine if you will, I was doing something where I'd be like, oh, we need to find out more about entertainment news. To find out more, let's speak to an expert who knows about these things. It's my friend Larry. Hello. It's Larry. Hello.
Hey, Stevie.
Larry, I need entertainment news like Russia needs to move its pharmacist a little bit further away from its Olympic stadium. Hit me.
Singer Prince has refused to sell tickets to his new shows online.
You know, I'm not surprised. Is it because the web address www.theartistformerlyknownasprince.com was already taken?
No, silly. He's sick of people selling the tickets on for even more. He's got a point. I mean, why should they make money? They're not the ones with the talent.
Yeah, good point.
If you want to make money in music with no talent, you should join a boy band.
So that goes on like that, basically, right? So there's me having a little chit-chat about something, right?
Yeah.
Amanda then thinks, oh, I know what I should do. I should book Larry for various shows.
Because he started following me on Twitter, and I noticed that he always retweeted the links to the show.
He's a big
and
fan
I thought,
of my
he's
work.
Really supportive, this Larry. He really supports the show, and he's an entertainment journalist based in America, so I should.
But according to Twitter,
book him.
How long had you been working together when this happened?
Quite a long time.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, I've done many of those sketches.
Looks, but there's actually a photo, but I thought there's a shadow on there, and it looks like hair. So I thought, and sideburns. So I thought it was dark hair and sideburns, but it's actually Steve sucking his cheeks
in. That's all I did. You know, you think, like, there is no way that Superman and Clark Kent don't get recognised as the same person. What kind of idiots? Let me tell you, right? If I do this, that is enough. I could pass undetected.
You have a photo of that.
You don't need to. It's actually on Twitter.
No, I know, but this is the live version.
Where did Steve go?
Actually,
guys, where's he gone?
Wearing these glasses as well.
Getting away with killing Eric actually might be quite easy. Next week, I'm just going to come in, like, sucking my cheeks and cut my hair, and she'll be like, hey, guys, I'm Eric.
And then I'll be like, where did Robin go?
I think it was weird that he was always pre-recorded as well. He was never actually on the
phone. No, because of the time difference, because Mary's always pre-recorded.
Wow.
Anyway.
So in comparison, kill Eric. Yeah.
I didn't kill Eric. Eric, I love you.
We'll be speaking to Mary later on, who I've verified is
Yeah, I did that voice
isn't
as well.
Steve. Mary from your land of America to talk about.